good morning. Welcome to Trinity and to Palm Sunday. We have a wonderful day in store and so glad that you are here. Very appreciative of our combined choirs and instrumentalists who are gathered today to offer special music for two services, both now and at 11 o'clock. And so you're in for a real treat. I want to tell you just briefly about what else is coming in the week ahead. This afternoon at 4 o'clock will be the beginning of our Family Spring Festival. Families with children, please come out and enjoy the day. Others, feel free to come out and enjoy just being around and being helpful and hospitable. We're going to trust that the weather's going to be just fine. But even if not, our children's ministry team is always great at having Plan B in mind, so it'll be a great afternoon one way or the other. So that begins at 4 o'clock today. Wednesday, we'll have worship on the lawn. Our Wednesday 6:35 service will happen right outside in front here this week rather than in the chapel. Come and enjoy that. On Thursday, we will be coming together to celebrate a Passover Seder meal, remembering the night in which Jesus gathered with the disciples in the upper room. That will happen on Side B of the worship space. Today is the last day to secure tickets for that. So if you have not done so already, make sure you do that today. You can stop by the welcome desk to get more information if you'd like about that. Good Friday, two worship service opportunities, one at noon in the chapel, one at 7 o'clock in the evening in the Memorial Garden. So we will end the day on Friday as the sun goes down in the Memorial Garden, and then we will begin Easter Sunday back in the Memorial Garden as the sun comes up with a sunrise service that will be led by our youth. Rebecca Sable and our youth minister will be preaching. We will be celebrating baptisms in the garden that morning. And then later in the morning, we'll have three worship services at the regularly scheduled times here in the worship space. So a great week ahead. Look forward to you being here and being able to participate in as much of that as you can. Let me tell you about our mission box for this morning. It is for ODIM. That is a mission in Guatemala. You can read information about it in your bulletin. And there's a team that will be traveling to Guatemala as a part of that mission this summer that includes people from Trinity, as well as two other United Methodist congregations in our community. So it's a great joint venture that happens. And so there's a table out front. Harvey Baxter will be happy to talk to you about that mission some more today if you'd like to find out more about it. And then next week, as we gather for Easter, you all, many of you have heard already about our special Easter mission offering for Zoe. Some of you have indicated your preference for me to wear or not to wear a particular shirt that perhaps you've seen a picture of. I will tell you that it's looking strongly in favor of me wearing that shirt. So if you're strongly opposed to that, you better do something about it quickly. But nevertheless, all of the funds for the mission offering will go toward supporting our work in partnership with Zoe in the country of Rwanda. This past week, you may have seen the pastor's e-message where I shared a challenge. I would love for 100 people to join Catherine and I in caring for these kids by committing to $1 a day over the next year. And that would make a tremendous impact in the lives of these children. So I hope that some of you will jump on board and take that challenge. Well, it is time to worship together, and it is time to begin the journey from the hosannas of Palm Sunday all the way to the cross. And so I invite you now to prepare your hearts.
Would you please stand and join us in our opening hymn? prayers this morning, I invite you to respond. So each time I say, Lord, in your mercy, I invite you to say, hear our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Let's pray together. It is in this mystery of communion with Christ that we pray for the church throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick, the bereaved, the oppressed, and the homeless. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the broken and torn fabric of the earth as it yearns for healing, praying in particular for our country, for peace in the world's many trouble spots, for the victims of war and violence, and for those who keep the peace. Lord, in your mercy, and because you are one with us, O Christ, enable us to share your life with the world by sharing our own lives with the world. Amen. The order has changed a little bit, so here I started to trot off. This morning, as we receive the offering, I did want to offer to you our gratitude for the many ways that you support the ministries of Trinity. One of those things is happening this afternoon at the Spring Festival. It's a great way for us to reach out to the community. Our Fall Festival attracts about 2,000 people to our campus, where they get to not only see our beautiful campus, but engage with all of us as we are welcoming them and offering food and games and hospitality and things that will begin to spark faith in them if they don't have that as a part of their lives already. So again, this afternoon, we invite you to come and to be a part of that. And we thank you for the way your offerings, week after week, support the ministries of Trinity. So let me invite you now to pray with me as the ushers prepare to come. Let's pray. Great God, as we worship this morning, transport us to that journey with Jesus toward Jerusalem. We come to you with awe and wonder, aware that in your gift to us, you have shown us the way to live and serve you. Through these gifts we now offer, we express our longing to serve you and to follow you wherever you go. Amen. Thank you.
As Jesus approached Jerusalem, he saw the great city and began to weep. This ancient city had known many tears in her long and troubled history. Her stone pathways were consecrated with the blood of martyrs, and her walls echoed the cries of a million prayers for deliverance. Now, as the Promised One drew near, the towering gates of the city flew open to receive her king. Crowds began to gather, chanting, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Running ahead, the people laid their coats upon the road as a carpet of praise to the deliverer. They took palm branches and waved them in adoration of their conquering king. This was the day they had long awaited, and their celebration could be heard in the temple. "Hosanna," they cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David."
It was the perfect day. There was so much joy. There was so much excitement and so much promise. But it wouldn't be long before the cheers of an expectant crowd would turn to the jeers of an angry mob. Jesus knew where this week was headed. And so he wanted to prepare his disciples he asked a couple of them to go and prepare a space where they could share in the Passover together. After all, that was why they had come to Jerusalem on this week. And when they gathered on that night, Jesus used it as an opportunity to tell them about what was to come and to give them a way to remember him, his life, his ministry, the death that was to come, and the good news that was beyond the grave. On that night, as they gathered at the table, he took bread at one point during the meal and he broke it. And he shared it with them and he said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And after the meal, he took a cup and he gave thanks, shared it with them and said, "Take and drink, all of you, for this is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me." Let's pray. Gracious and merciful God, we give you thanks as we gather today for the good news that is ours through your Son, Jesus Christ, for his willingness to offer his life fully and entirely and obediently, even to the point of death, so that we might have life and life alone. Pour out your Holy Spirit on all who are gathered here this morning and on these gifts of the bread and the wine. As we receive them today, may we recognize Christ in these gifts, knowing that it is through the body and blood
garden had always been a special place for Jesus. As he walked among the olive trees of Gethsemane, did he think of Eden and the tree that had brought death to his beloved creation? "Where are you?" he had called to his children in the cool of the day. Now he was calling them again. By his message of grace, he was drawing his creation back to the garden. This time, the tree in the center of it all would not bring death, but life everlasting. The emotion of it overwhelmed him, and he fell to the ground in anguish. Over and over he cried, "Father, let this cup pass from me." Then, at once, a deep peace flooded his spirit, and he spoke, "Father, let thy will be done." His words resounded through the lonely garden, and for a moment it seemed the evening breeze stood breathless and still. carpenter. Wood and nails had been his trade. Now he gazed upon the wooden cross before him, and for a moment he remembered a gentler time. Then soldiers laid the heavy beams of the cross upon his shoulders, and at the crack of the whip, the condemned carpenter began to walk the winding road up to the place of the skull. With each step he took, the cruel timbers beat out a rhythm of death and despair upon that stony path. The song of the cross began to moan like a dirge as the cries of the violent mob filled the air with the music of grief and sorrow. The carpenter fell beneath the cross.
Thank you.
feet. Sorrow and love mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown?
A tree once stood on a lonely hill, but the forest was twisted by the spear of man.
The cross of Christ is a pillar of truth to guide me. The cross of Christ is a shield to overshadow me. The cross of Christ is a tower of strength to protect me. The cross of Christ goes before and behind me. The cross of Christ is above and beneath me. The cross of Christ is on my left and on my right. The cross of Christ is within and above me. How wonderful the cross of Christ is. It brings light, not death. Light, not darkness. It is the wood on which the Lord, like a great warrior, was wounded and died for the sins of the world. A tree has destroyed us. A tree now brings us life. The Christ of the cross is all in all.
Jesus, refuge of the land, blessed Redeemer, who loves, humble us before your love and power. We come before you thankful that you love us as we are, and knowing that you call us to follow you and live in a different way. we approach the glory of the cross, reveal yourself to us again. Give us eyes to see and hearts to appreciate this journey of Holy Week, from the parade to the upper room to the cross. And as we follow Jesus, help us to hear his teaching, to feel his